I'm Jordan McNamara for News to News Radio here on the Big City Media Radio Network. Late night radio on News to News Radio, heard coast to coast. With me, your host, Jordan McNamara. We got this U.S. government shutdown. Over 800,000 federal workers out of work, even though they're going to work. They're not getting paid. The president is lying about a border crisis. Nancy Pelosi says that Trump doesn't understand that federal workers just can't go to their father and ask him for more money, like Trump always did to his, whining and crying to daddy. I need 100 million more, Dad. God. And he blew all of it. King of bankruptcy, the king of debt. Right. So we got a border shutdown. Nancy Pelosi seems to have shown up the president. He slammed his hand down today in a supposed negotiation and stormed out. And yet there's another crisis going on. In addition to the border crisis, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. My special guest is Catherine Tamiamalu. She's America's favorite national motivational conservative Republican pure Christian speaker. She used to work with the CIA or some goddamn thing like that.
That's right.
We've had her on before.
Yeah.
She's going to be talking about something shocking tonight. Please welcome my special guest, Catherine Tamiamalu. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Jordan, I'm choking on my cocktails.
Are you all right?
I've got some of my notes in front of me. Calling you on this line, I hope this is better. This is a landline.
It sounds good.
A secure landline.
It sounds really good.
In a secure room.
Okay.
Here in D.C. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Jordan?
Yes. Can you hear me, Catherine?
Yes, I can. It sounds real nice.
Okay.
Real nice.
Okay, good. So, we wanted to talk to you tonight about the alleged crisis at the border, but you say there's actually another bigger crisis, a more critical, more important crisis that the lamestream mainstream media isn't talking about. Isn't that right?
They're not talking about it, Jordan, but tonight I'm going to talk about it.
And what is the crisis, specifically now?
Well, the crisis is that I think what we're facing here, and I would ask your listening audience to take a seat.
Okay.
And before you take a seat, maybe you'll want to, you know,
grab a pen.
Get on some Depends underwear.
Oh.
Because what I'm saying could really make you shit your pants.
I mean, oh my God.
It's really shocking. It's very alarming.
Oh my God.
It is not fear mongering, however. I'm
right.
An optimist. Okay, I like to have that brightness of the future.
We like to have a good time.
Like in Vegas, back in Vegas when I was playing Tamara Revelle before my Vegas act failed.
When you were a stripper,
I had so many tit jobs on these Sumas Christian breast implants.
Yeah.
So I'm very optimistic. I like to keep everything perking up.
The dump bump, yeah. Okay.
And so anyway, do you think everyone has their Depends on now? Because I don't want them to shit their pants.
Well, okay, so audience, just, you know, grab yourself in case you're going to, you know, have a blow up.
Not
just
sexually,
get
though.
Ready for Catherine's shocking news that she's going to reveal now.
Well, one more thing.
Okay.
When you say grab yourself,
yes.
I don't want to imply that I don't want anyone to think that I'm talking sexually. Don't grab yourself sexually, because pay attention.
That's right.
Keep up
no,
with
we
Catherine,
don't mean that.
Okay.
Just,
I mean, I got something real important to say.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So now that we know that, thank you for that clarification, Catherine.
You're welcome.
And it's always good for our audience to know exactly which specific direction we're going in. And now that we know this is the direction, and we just want to listen to what you have to say, Catherine. I think everyone's ready. Just tell us what the news is.
Okay, just a minute, because I was cooking tacos a little earlier.
Okay.
And there's a fly in the room.
Oh, dear.
Just, hold on a minute.
Can we
hold
have
on a minute. I just got
is
to get him.
Catherine, are you there?
Hold, wait.
Hello? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I think it's... Yeah, that's Dad. Okay, so, am I still on the air? Hello?
Okay, I've just never experienced that before.
Yeah, I don't like flies.
That could be our first on-air death. I'm glad it was only a fly. Wish it was someone else.
Oh, yeah.
The last name of... I don't want to say that.
Right?
I don't want the CIA coming to my door tonight and taking me out. Anyway, Catherine, what is the news that you have to reveal here on News to News Radio, heard coast to coast with their host, Jordan McNamara, my special guest, Catherine Damiana Malou.
Hi.
Tell us the news, Catherine.
Okay,
Yes, okay, we're ready.
The news that I have is that, you know, I used to work CIA, top secret.
That's right, yes.
To put it real bluntly, Jordan, I think it could be the end of the United States as we know it.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Hello? Did you hear me? Jordan, hello?
Yeah,
Is he there? I don't know. Jocelyn?
Just a minute.
Let's do my toenails.
Yes,
I want them to match my fingernails.
I had no idea we were going to hear
that. The mango peach.
Okay, Catherine, are you there? Catherine, are you there? Could you please repeat that? I almost fell on the floor.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just talking to Jocelyn. We're going to do my toenails now. This peach mango color to match my fingernails.
Catherine, the message.
Anyway, what I was saying was that I think because of my top secret clearances with the CIA, I talked to Kellyanne Conway this morning, I had a conference call with Ian Coulter and Sarah Palin.
Good.
We clued Rush in on this.
Uh-huh.
He confirmed. We're all on confirmation on this.
Oh, my God.
We think that the negotiation that happened today with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Trump, in which he slammed his hand on the table,
and
you remember
out.
Mike Pence
was
in the room.
Yes!
And after Trump stormed out, you know that he has used that as a strategy in real estate in New York before,
I didn't know that.
President Trump stormed out.
Yes.
Mike Pence was still in the room.
Right.
Now, the media reported what Mike Pence said, but they have misled the American people astray.
Oh,
they have misled them astray, they mistranslated what Mike Pence said.
Now, I trust you implicitly with this information and this next question that I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
So this is a really big deal. I want all of our audience to pay attention to this.
I'm feeling very sexual.
You're going to have to pay attention to this whole show. This is just, I'm throwing my show notes.
I know, right?
Just tearing them up.
Yeah.
This is like,
I feel so sexy.
Starting over.
Yeah, I'm very sexy right now.
We got like all new content. I had no idea we were going to go here. And frankly, I didn't know you were going to drop that bomb about the end of the United States. So my question to this point, Catherine, is...
Yes.
I trust you implicitly.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
What do you think Mike Pence really meant with what he said today?
What I think Mike Pence was doing, he was speaking in code because there are Russian bugs, you know, listening devices.
Right.
Secret listening devices that were implanted
in
those M&Ms and the Butterfingers and the chocolates that Trump had passed out at the beginning of the meeting that everyone ingested.
So that's collusion.
I know a lot about ingesting microphones and cameras.
Oh.
The ones that I swallowed from the CIA ended up in my tits.
Okay.
Am I aromatherapy machine? But that's another story.
I'm not.
Let's move on to like that.
What?
That watermelon color. That's
Catherine.
I'm feeling groovy on that. Let's alternate watermelon and peach. We'll see how that goes. I'm still here, Jordan. I'm just talking to Jocelyn. We're experimenting with colors on my toe polish.
Okay, so I want to get back to this really groundbreaking.
I know it, right?
Hell of a news drop.
I know.
You just dropped on us. This is amazing. I'm not blaming you. I'm not upset about it.
I'm not upset, Jordan,
that you told us.
Well,
I'm very upset at what I am hearing about what this could mean. Does this mean if Trump gave them candy with Russian microphones
right.
in them, Isn't that collusion?
Well, you know, this is something we talked about. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not collusion if he didn't know about it.
Okay,
I don't know
what
where
about
he got the candy.
What about a conspiracy?
It could be from the Morris family. They're billionaires.
Right.
It could be from the Nestle family.
Okay.
They're billionaires. It could be from the Wrigley family. They're billionaires.
They're all billionaires.
A lot of these old families that got, you know, out of sugar, out of pineapple.
The old money.
Out of the guava. And into these candies businesses.
Right.
It's just real questionable to me. And, you know, they are all from some old European country.
Yeah, that's right.
That
go back.
Into the NATO.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump wants to break up. So
he can't stand that.
I'm very suspicious myself, Jordan.
Okay.
That this is not collusion on Trump's part, but collusion on the part of these NATO candy families.
Wow.
Putting the Russian microphones in to try and make it look like this was Trump bugging the candy,
right,
when in fact it was the NATO countries' candy magnates, the billionaires.
Right,
I mean, the candy billionaires.
Candy billionaires.
And that's not sweet. That's real sour. And that's why the deal went sour today and why Trump stormed out, because he did not know that he was colluding, and that's why it's not collusion, Jordan.
Okay, so we know it's not collusion on Trump's part for giving him bugged candy, but couldn't this go all the way back to Reagan? You know, he was into jelly beans,
and that was
candy back then. Uh-huh. Who was giving President Reagan the jelly beans?
You know, I have a theory about that, Jordan. I think it was a lot of the Hollywood elite. I mean, this was back when Tom Cruise was just looking to make it big in Hollywood and Scientology.
In L.A. and Scientology.
And don't you find it a little bit weird that at one point he confronted Matt Lauer on the Today Show?
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
I'm just going to call it like it is, Jordan. Embarrassing TV appearance.
Yeah,
in
what
which
was
he was
that?
Talking way out of his area.
Way out of his league.
Tom Cruise was.
I agree.
Talking about the psychedelic drugs,
the prescription drugs. That's right.
And all of the drugs from the FDA.
And the psychology.
And here he's involved in getting his career up and going after risky business.
You think there's a connection?
You know, that was like in the 80s and 90s and whatever.
In Hollywood.
And it's just there was a lot of jelly beans going on in Hollywood when Ronald Reagan was a movie star.
Wow.
In California with all the liberals and the Democrats. He took those jelly beans from liberal Democrat California and took them to Washington. And that was not collusion either. That was just a transport of the candy.
Well, what is
from
that?
From California.
Okay.
From
all
these liberals.
Just literally.
These
activist
candiest liberals.
Just moved it on into the White House.
And I'm real tired because this has been going on since Reagan.
Yeah.
The sugar poisoning of our presidents, trying to get them to look like they're doing something weird. When the whole thing goes sour, and I never stripped to anything like that in Vegas when I was a stripper.
So now, I want to be clear on this. You think that this is going all the way back to Reagan this Democrat strategy.
Absolutely.
What you call poisoning the president with candy and
that's
sweets
the real
and sugar.
Jordan,
you think this is a liberal plot? So you think the liberals are colluding with the candy companies?
Oh, yes.
And Trump, you know, he didn't eat the candy, did he?
Well, I hope not. If he did, I know that the president is allowed to pop a couple of... I can't say the name on the air.
Right,
but
there
are these... Yeah, I mean,
special
it's
things.
All out in the open anyway. Everyone knows the CIA has tricks up their
sleeves. Oh, James Bond,
a couple of things, you know, antidotes.
Okay,
things.
I thought so,
You know, have you ever seen the photo of President Trump on his last press conference? Remember that? He did that the other night. He had a press conference.
Right,
and he
at
was
his
wearing
desk.
A brand new red and white striped tie.
I liked it.
Very new, very chic, very fashion.
Yeah,
and
he looked
that
good.
Dark blazer.
Yes.
And did you notice the little USA flag pin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not just some dumb cloisonne trinket, okay? It's like a microphone and a video camera.
No kidding.
Different parts of the stars and the stripes in that flag are antidotes for very specific poisons that we know
Well, of course.
Are held in that seed bank up in Norland,
by the
Arctic Circle.
Yes.
Okay. And so the president has antidotes in that wannabe cloisonné flag
pin. They think of everything. Okay.
And you've always seen the president wearing those pins.
Yes.
Okay. Hello. And the presidential ring.
Wow.
And wait about the tie.
Oh, my God.
All kinds of hidden antidotes.
Amazing.
In the jewelry. In the... the presidential bling.
Of course.
I mean, it's all there out in the open.
It's right there in front of the cameras.
When you have worked like I have undercover in the CIA,
right.
I mean, you know all the tricks, Jordan.
Right.
I've done more tricks in the CIA than I ever did in Vegas, trying to get out of my lawsuits with a whole herd of Republican lawyers.
Oh, God.
Okay, Jocelyn, let's do my right foot now. I want to start with the watermelon, then let's do the lime,
okay.
And then the peach.
Catherine.
That's real groovy.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you, going back to that bombshell thing that you dropped earlier, the end of the United States,
Jordan.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by the end of the United States?
Hold on, Jordan, I'm sipping a smoothie.
Okay.
Hold on, I got one of these big sippy cups.
I like
those. Hold on, just a moment.
Okay. Are you
having... full of all kinds of vitamins.
Okay.
I don't do the candies.
That's okay. Good. I'm glad.
What I meant by it, Jordan, was that it is the end of the United States as we know it. When he slammed his hand down, he had a sensor in the palm of his hand.
A sensor?
And that sensor...
What do you mean?
What? You know... Trump is a performer, okay?
Right.
He's not just the president of the United States, okay, people?
Okay.
I mean, he was on The Apprentice. He is an actor
from
Hollywood.
Okay.
Okay, like Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
You know how Republicans like to hire actors.
But what does this have to do with it?
So, he is an actor.
Yes.
He had a sensor in the palm of his hand.
Okay.
And it was, I mean, it sounds like a joke, but it was almost like he was saying, you know, slamming down the big red button on Jeopardy. Ding, ding, ding. I got the big money, folks. Okay, I just won.
God.
And then he stormed out of the room. The sensor in his hand sent the signal to Putin to do the next step.
Holy shit. What do you mean? But what do I hope?
I know how it sounds.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Stop everything.
I know, Jordan.
Stop
it's shocking.
Everything. What do you mean that he had a sensor in his hand?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he slammed his hand down in the meeting, he sent the signal to Putin. What do you mean by that?
I know. I mean, I'm very turned on by this.
Catherine.
I don't know how much longer I can stay on the phone.
Okay, but try to focus.
I'm getting really turned on.
Okay,
by
Catherine.
And
Catherine.
When he slammed his hand down.
I'm trying to...
It was so masculine, Jordan. I mean,
what?
People make fun of his tiny lips and his tiny hands and God knows what else below the belt.
Right.
I mean, but I'm just saying, the man had a lot of strength when he slammed his hand down and he sent the signal to Putin. Excuse me, just a moment.
Oh, okay.
Oh
I don't
God.
Know. I don't know if she's
oh
coming
God.
Back. Hey, everyone, it's Jordan McNamara, and you're listening to News Radio from coast to coast here in the United States.
Give me that right now.
I hope.
Give me my drink right now.
All right. Johnny, she's still on the line, my producer says. She's still on the line, so I'll assume she's still there.
This drink is so good, Jordan.
Talking to Catherine Damiana Malou.
Oh, my God.
Trump had a conference today. stormed out of the room, pressed the button, had a jelly bean. I have no idea what's going
Thank
on. Anyway, we're talking about the end of the United
Thank
States
you.
Could come down to people eating candy. What do you think of that? Is that a sweet deal or what? Catherine, are you back yet?
I'm here, Jordan.
Okay, Catherine.
I just needed something cool to drink.
Okay, are we good now?
Here now. I'm fine.
Okay.
I really am. I'm fine.
Can we do the questions then, please?
It's just that visual that I had of Trump slamming the table.
What?
It reminded me of a couple of lawyers in Vegas, and I was...
Okay.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, sorry. I'm
what?
Sorry. Excuse me.
Can we...
Jocelyn, give me a second.
Okay. I have no idea. What's... Catherine, are you there? Catherine, are you all right? Catherine?
Oh, my God.
Catherine.
This drink is so good that I'm having. It is like mineralized vitamin water, Jordan, and it makes me feel so alive.
Okay, I got it. So now, let's get back to the end of the United States. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Tell us about that.
Okay, well, I think it's the end of the United States.
As I really want to know what that means.
After this couple of questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's like serious.
Drink, it's over for me. I mean, I'm
well,
just,
it could be over for the show.
I'd take a hell of a day to quit smoking or year. I don't even know.
I don't know.
I've been off the cigarettes.
Really?
Okay, and I've been doing these tarot card readings. Because my shrink told me to switch my addiction from cigarettes into the cards. I can do a tarot card reading if you want, Jordan.
Well,
and we can
I'd rather hear about the news.
What's gonna happen, but
well,
I like to do these tarot card readings and just like tap the energy
all
into
right.
the cards right here. I'm going to do one right now,
just
Jordan.
Just going to go with the flow here, audience.
Do this. I'm going to finish my drink, and you won't want to listen to that on the air.
Okay,
I'm going to do this right now.
If that's the choice we have.
Let's find out what tarot thinks about the end of the United States, okay? It's just like, this is real Christian shit now, Jordan.
Okay, all right.
Shuffling these cards.
Let's watch the language.
Okay. You ready?
Well, no, wait a minute. Let's do a recap on...
Okay. I'm ready.
You think
that
after, I'm just going to summarize, after everything that's happened in the last few days,
I'm just gonna
with
have my
the
drink
negotiations,
again,
the border crisis, the government shutdown, the meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer today, and Trump slamming his hand down and saying, you know, storming out of the meeting, there's nothing more to talk about or whatever the hell. You think that this could be the end of the United States as we know it, and you also... Now, we do this show because we are into the paranormal. We're into that stuff that seems like science fiction, but it's actually true. Lots of paranormal,
so good job.
Weird,
thank you.
Wacky stuff that is above top secret.
I love this raspberry flavor.
Shocking information. Stuff that I know our audience loves to hear on News to News Radio, heard coast to coast.
Slightly flavored Christian soda.
Tell us, Catherine.
Yes.
First, what your theory is.
Okay.
And then do the tarot card reading. Okay, let's do it like that.
This drink is better than smoking. I think it must be these electrolyte drips that I put in it. Is it the drips? Or is it the tablets?
Okay.
Those effervescent tablets, Jordan, is what I put in the drink.
Okay.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
This is so good.
I have no idea.
I put this on my show the other night.
Did you?
With Pastor Pern and Turner, our pre-Valentine's Day.
Right.
Christian Crafts and Product Special.
On Big Choo-Choo Media Radio,
There might be a little vodka or gin or something in this electrolyte drink. It's real healthy stuff. It's a slightly flavored Christian soda.
Slightly flavored soda.
And exclusively for Christians like me who are in love with white Jesus. And we know that Trump is not colluding. And just a minute.
Okay. Now, what is that sound? Sounds like you're in a hot tub.
You have to blow air into it if you heard those bubbles.
Yeah.
It activates the electrolytes, Jordan.
Okay.
And that's what that sound is. So my theory is...
Yes, the theory about the end of the United States. I'm talking
so
with
grubby.
My special guest, Catherine Damiana Malone. She was formerly a stripper in Las Vegas playing Cremora Ravel before her Vegas act failed. And now she's a national motivational speaker after a short stint with the CIA. Is that right?
Really, and now she's
here to talk to us tonight about her take on the meeting that Trump had today over the border crisis, the government shutdown, the non-negotiation, the non-deal that happened with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer today, and slamming his hand down and stuff. I have no idea. Tell us, what does it mean, Catherine?
Wow, that was a really good shuffle.
Okay.
Okay, let's just cut this stick here.
All right.
I want to tell you the answer to that question.
Yeah, the end of the United States.
I'm putting the energy into the cards, Jordan. You know, I think there was a little gin or something in that drink.
I think so.
Right, Joplin?
Oh, wow.
One more.
All right. Let's get back to the show now.
Shuffles, don't you, Jordan?
What?
Really gets it going. Okay.
I have no idea.
I'm going to shuffle this next one on my side, and then we're going to get to that answer about what does it mean when Trump slammed his hand down.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just like...
Show's almost over. We got to get to that question.
Slap. But I can hear the drums. Yeah, all I can think it's when I was. This is the point when I throw all my clothes off. And here. Okay, we're gonna just get the next one. The card is.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God, Jocelyn, look at that.
What?
Can you believe that?
What
can
is.
Can you believe
Catherine?
That? I just. Like, it just keeps coming up. Oh my God, Jordan.
What?
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God, you would not believe the card I just drew.
What? Tell us the card that you just drew.
Oh my God, Jocelyn, call the number. Call the number, Jocelyn.
What's wrong?
Okay.
Catherine, what's wrong?
I gotta get this out, Jordan, because I gotta...
Yes.
I don't know how much longer I can do the show tonight.
Okay.
Because I need,
What is it?
I have a report to file now drawn this card. I have drawn the Emperor card.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
The Emperor, who is looking to his right,
uh-huh.
is a goat.
Yes.
On his left is a goat, and the scepter he's holding in his right hand...
What does that mean?
...is pointed at the goat on his left.
And
that means...
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. The scepter of power is pointing to the goat who is behind him on the left.
This is none of my show
notes. And then down below is a shield with a couple of fire birds on it, or whatever the hell.
Catherine, tell us the answer.
A lot of you know the deck that I use. I use this Toth deck. The Toth deck. And it's the Emperor card, Jordan. It's the Emperor card. Oh my God.
Catherine,
oh
okay,
my
please.
God. Oh my God.
I understand and I can hear in your voice that this is a very big deal about drawing this particular card.
Yes. Jordan.
Regarding the question that we asked of you on tonight's show. What does it mean when Trump slammed his hand down and you think it's the end of the United States?
I'm breathing. I'm
as
breathing.
We know it. And you've drawn the Emperor card.
Okay, I'm just going to draw another card here because this is like, we're not done with this yet. Maybe
all
we can do one of the stripper spreads.
Okay, just anything you got to do.
Because, oh my God.
Let me know.
Oh my
what?
God. Oh
what
my
now?
God.
What?
It's coming out.
What?
The Knight of Swords.
What is it?
The Knight of Swords, Jordan.
What does that mean?
Oh my God.
I have no idea what any of this means. If audience, if you're listening right now, I'm talking to my special guest, Catherine Jamie on the Balloon. Former stripper in Vegas. That's not important right now. She is used to work with the CIA. Long career with the CIA above top secret. She is doing a tarot card reading, letting us know what the meaning today meant with President Trump and possibly sending a secret signal to Putin after passing out candies, M&M's, and the candy bars, the Butterfingers, Chuck, Nancy, Pelosi, Schumer, I can't even remember the damn names right now. Did they swallow the candies with the Russian listening devices in them from the billionaire candy companies, the families of the NATO countries? Catherine, what does all of this mean? Please tell us.
I'm trying to shuffle these cards and take a sip from my drink at the same time with the electrolytes.
All right.
My slightly flavored Christian
juice
and Jocelyn has stopped doing my toenails. I'm about to shuffle the last time and draw the card.
Yes.
Jordan, we're going to do a tarot card reading. I'm going to understand.
Listen in, audience.
Needs to have the end of the universe. States as we know it
this
today.
Is the big deal.
Here comes the card, and the card is
yes.
Oh my God!
What, Catherine?
Oh my God!
What? What is
the card is strife?
What?
It's strife.
What does that
Jordan,
mean?
The card is strife.
What
and
does that
the
mean?
The card after that is oh, thank God.
What? What? Catherine, tell us.
Jocelyn, stop doing my toenails.
Oh my God, Catherine, tell us!
The last card is the Prince of Swords, Jordan.
The what?
The fourth card is the Prince of Swords.
The Prince of Swords!
So we drew the Emperor.
Oh my
God. The Knight of Swords.
I don't believe that.
Strife. And that right there is three cards in a row. Trump is trying to become the Emperor and suspend the Constitution of the United States.
Oh my God.
Taking his Knight of Swords, otherwise known as the military coup.
Oh my
trying
God.
Trying to get the military to do what he wants them to do. And the third card of strife means massive strife is yet to come for the United States.
Oh my
but
God.
The future looks bright, Jordan.
What?
I don't know how long the strife will last, but we do have the last card. It's the Princess of Swords.
The
a
princess
woman is gonna save us from this.
A woman.
A woman is the Princess of Swords, Jordan.
Oh my God.
I gotta go. My toenails have dried. I finished my electrolyte drains of my slightly flavored Christian soda, and I need to I gotta go now, Jordan.
Right.
I tell you what I'm gonna do, but
I
have to kill you.
All right.
I need to go file a report. Excuse me.
Okay. Oh, she's not there. She hung up. That's it, everybody. We're at the end of the show. I don't even know what to say. We're going to have a follow-up show. I have no idea what to say. I'm going to be up all night. This is Jordan McNamara on News to News Radio, her coast to coast, here on Big Choo Choo Media. It is the end of the United States.